Good morning and welcome to Extension Connection. My name is Kayla Miller, the Fulton County 4-H Youth Development Extension Educator. I've been telling you all for quite some time that 4-H is more than cows and plows and cooking and sewing. We offer a lot of other opportunities. And today I'm going to focus my program on an interview with one of my 4-H alumni, Annie Gamber, who went to Japan last summer. I just released an Older Youth Opportunity newsletter talking about lots of opportunities that 4-H'ers ages 13 and up as of January 1st, 2019 will have available to them. These are things such as camps, workshops throughout the state, opportunity to go to Washington, D.C., and international travel. This year, we have options going to Japan, Costa Rica, and Finland. Last year, Annie decided to go to Japan, and she was involved with our Ohio 4-H International Program. So, Annie, welcome to the show. We're really glad to have you today. How did you hear about the Japanese Labo Exchange Program and Ohio 4-H International Program in general?
I was actually interviewing to be a 4-H camp counselor, and on the application, it said 4-H Japanese Exchange Student. I looked at my mom and asked her, "What is this?" And she goes, "This, you get to take in a Japanese student into your own home." So I asked her if we could, and she said yes. We took in a Japanese exchange student for a month, and during that time, I found out that you could go for 2 months during the next year. So we decided to do that.
What was the selection process like to be chosen to travel to Japan and be a representative? What was the timeline?
I had to do a 25-page application, and it had to be turned in by December. And I got to know whether I got to go or not the next February.
That's right. So I had been on the job for 2 months, and Annie and her mom came in to let me know that they were traveling to Japan. And I myself, as a 4-H'er, did not know anything about this program. So it was a great learning experience for me with your family and navigating that process as well. How much did the trip cost in all? I know people don't like talking about money, but I think a lot of people have dollar amount on their mind. And how did you raise the money?
It actually is very cheap compared to going on your own. It only costs us $5,000, where when I looked into it, it costs us over $9,000.
Okay.
So we did a lot of fundraisers like cookie sales, cupcake sales, and we also got a lot of donations, including from the 4-H Extension Program. Mm-hmm. But my personal favorite was the shoes. I had to collect 25,000 pairs of shoes in order to get $1,000. But Fulton County got together and collected over 6,800 pairs of shoes, and I got $25,000 out of it. So that was a really good project to do.
So you had to collect 2,500 pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
And we doubled that, yes. And then a little bit more. So, and they ended up giving you more money then,
yeah,
as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. What was the most memorable thing that happened during your time in Japan?
There were so many memorable moments that I had, but one of my favorites was Kocho Kocho. Kocho Kocho is Japanese for tickle tickle. And for me, playing with little kids is the best way to get to know them, especially for just through different languages. Mm-hmm. And playing with them shows that you love each other no matter what language they speak. And I would do that with my host siblings. And one day, my Labo tutor, which is the same thing as a 4-H advisor, came up to me and went, "Did you know Mihiro loves you tickling her?" And I go, "Oh, really?" And she goes, "Do you know what that is called?" And I go, "No, I don't." She goes, "That is called Kocho Kocho." And so ever since then, I've used Kocho Kocho instead of Tickle Tickle.
I love that. That's so sweet. Kids are a really great way to get to know another culture. They're very open-minded, and they are very accepting of whoever you are, whatever culture you are, and you notice this with children playing with each other as well. It's, mm-hmm, such a wonderful way. What were the ages of your host siblings?
My host siblings, my first month, I had a 4-year-old and a 10-year-old. And then my second month, I had a 16-year-old and a 20-year-old sister.
Okay, so you went from a younger family to a little bit older family, closer to your age.
Yeah.
What was one of the scariest or most uncertain moments while you were in Japan? How did you deal with that when you were so far away from home?
Actually, speaking of that, my most worrisome moment, I got homesick. I got very homesick while I was there, and I'd never gotten homesick before, so it was very scary to be away, so far away from home, mm-hmm. and to not have anybody to be able to help you. But my host family and all of my friends that went with me helped me a lot. They always made sure I was okay and made sure that I was happy.
And there was some kind of natural disaster that happened in Japan last summer as well.
Yeah, we had a lot of typhoons.
I remember your mom coming into the office and she said, I know I'm not supposed to worry, but I'm freaking out. So everything was okay. And yes. My understanding is that it really wasn't very near where you were located with your first.
The closest that I had, I lived in Hiroshima mm-hmm. for my last month. And the town next to me, their train station got destroyed because of it.
Oh, wow.
And so that was the closest that it had gotten to me. Okay. And I was very thankful that that was the closest. But I did actually get to go through a typhoon. But my host family woke me up and went, oh, hey, there was a typhoon. And I go, is that why it's raining outside? And they were just like, yeah, that's why. It's all gone now. Thank you.
Well, that's good. I'm glad it was far less traumatic for you than it was for us over here on the state side. What advice do you have for parents or even 4-H'ers who are considering traveling abroad through 4-H or through other programs as well?
It is very scary, especially like as you're going yourself or even as a parent. Mm-hmm. I know my mom was very scared and very terrified and almost didn't let me go, but I'm very thankful she let me go. If you do let them, it's a very great experience. They get to learn more about different cultures, different languages, and it's a once in a lifetime. They might not ever get to do that again.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for coming in today.
No problem.
We've been trying to connect for a while, so I'm glad that you finally made it in. If you are a Fulton County 4-H'er or know a Fulton County 4-H'er who's going to be 13 or older this upcoming 4-H season, our Older Youth Opportunity interviews are going to be held December 9th and 10th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the OSU Extension Office in Fulton County across from the fairgrounds. The applications need to be completed in advance. They are a little bit longer this year, so they're available online at fulton.osu.edu. Click on Program Areas at the top tab, click on 4-H Youth Development, and then Youth Forms and Applications. And it's right there at the top of the page. And as always, if you have any questions, you can email me, Kayla Miller, at miller.5287@osu.edu, or you can call my office, 419-337-9210. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you all have a wonderful week.